Blog Talk Radio.
Preview some of these songs.
Yeah, man, you know what? We play worse than that. That's fine. Hello, guest 13311, unless that's Master Blaster.
That's probably me. But I will be joining the conversation shortly. I'll be logging in.
Oh, wait. No, that's me. Why am I not signed in?
I don't know. Why are you not signed in?
Because Blog Talk is being a douchebag.
Blog Talk. Being a douche. Thursday.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Wow.
Oh, hi.
Long time no talk. Hi, guys.
I know, right?
No.
Why won't you log me in? Long talk, why you in the work?
Have we introduced the show yet?
No. No. Oh, you want to take that over? Because Ginger's struggling with Blog Talk.
And I about to go round and round. I'm going to win, damn it. I'm going to win.
All right, I'll introduce the show. Hi, guys. Wow, that was loud. It's January 10th, 2013. It is Thursday, and that's time for the Rough, Raw, and Ready show. I'm Snow White. I know, long time no see. No hear, technically, because you can't see me, which is good because I look like shite. But anyway. We also have Ginger Rocks, who is currently wrestling with Blog Talk Lady. My money's on Ginger because, you know, she's a badass. So, hi, Ginger.
Good story. Hey, what you doing?
You're so cute. We also have Corey Roberts, Miss Person, type person. Yeah, I don't know why. I just like assigning names to people. I'm going to call her, like, Corey Bradley next. Ooh, maybe Corey Simpson? Is that good? Or
Simpson?
Yeah.
You know what? We've just been calling everybody Smith if we don't know their last names recently.
That's awesome. Corey Smith. And Corey Smith, yeah. You have her on the line as well, but she's actually taking care of something. She should be right with us. But we do have Master Blaster, who is always giving us a good injection of testosterone. Hello, Blaster.
Hello. Hello. How are you doing? Yes. She's Corey's busy servicing someone right now, but she'll be with us shortly.
Yeah, she's gonna stab you when she gets on here, and I'm gonna laugh.
I was actually a bad girl. I kind of cut a call off in the middle just to come to do this.
Oh, well, that's nice. I'm sure that person will get help by the next person when they call back. It's not a big deal.
Well, they didn't really need help anyway. They were already taken care of. I didn't really talk to them, so whatever. Anyway.
So wait a minute. What you're telling me is you're just a big tease. You never let them finish.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why would you? Oh, that's why I can't sign in.
See, I think that you're slowly winning. It's slowly winning.
Are you still not in Blog Talk?
I'm in, baby. I'm in.
There you go.
We have Dark One in the chat. Hey, Dark. Hello.
Oh, chat's open? Let me open
chat. Chat is open. We have Dark One currently in the chat room, along with a few other select individuals. So it's crazy. So Thursday.
I've been gone for like flipping forever. It seems like.
I know it's been at least 2 weeks. It's been interesting. How was everybody's Christmas?
Christmas was wonderful.
Was it?
I got to spoil the cutest two little boys ever. So yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. I wasn't there, so you get to spoil me.
No.
How about you? No. How was your Christmas?
It was interesting.
Interesting. Oh boy,
you
have to.
I know
you
guys
got to
keep it interesting, so.
Exactly. Why would you have a boring Christmas? I was sick for the entire time. Did not feel good at all.
That sucks.
Yeah, but I was off work for a week though, so that's good. So I got to take. I usually stay up on my vacation for the end of the year. It was a nuts Christmas. I didn't really celebrate it much. I just the most celebration I did is I watched Elf. It's like a tradition. It's the only Will Ferrell movie that I can stomach anymore. Yeah, I'm not really.
I hate Will Ferrell so much.
I know his okay. So let's put it this way. Back, I think Elf was the last good movie he's been in. He is not. He's been in shit from since then. Like really bad. It's been terrible.
His whole thing is bad. I can't even stand him. His whole attitude. Oh, he just gets on my nerves.
Yeah, but Elf's a good. I thought Elf was good. I like Elf. It's kind of a Christmas tradition around here for all of us. So that's interesting that. By now, we're usually joined by Corcor. She must be having some severe problems.
She's having something going on because Corey, put down the toy. Don't kill me. He's right at me.
Anyways, it's been. It's been an interesting couple weeks since we've been gone as well. Actually, I think. I'm not sure, you know, I guess now's a good time as I need to start talking about, you know, we've had a couple of, some interesting weeks with gaming, especially when it has to do with national stories. I don't know if you guys know where I'm going with this one.
Was it the one that happened today or?
I've been totally out of the loop for so long. I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Are we talking about the shooting up in, Connecticut?
We're talking about the school shooting, the Sandy Hook shooting.
Yeah.
And,
there's another one today.
Yeah, I heard about that. There was
one in California.
Yeah, a kid walked into a school with a shotgun. I think he shot one person and then
he didn't kill anybody. Well, so far the one student he did get a good shot off at was in critical condition but still alive.
Right. Well, you know that video game.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it happened today. I just heard it in the news on the way home from work. But what's interesting about this is that this has actually, I think, pushed a lot of, you know, video games has been in the debate, violence in video games and all that. And I guess tomorrow, I think Joe Biden's going to meet with some members of the video game industry and the entertainment industry to talk about, you know, violence in video games and how this may or may not be related to what's been going on. So I don't know if you guys have been following the news.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This again? Seriously?
Well, how do you guys...
With all us gamers, we are evil.
That's right. Well, how do you guys feel about that? Let's do a round robin since, you know. I would say that let's start with Snow because she hasn't been around for a while. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like... what do you feel about the whole debate in general about violence in video games causing school shootings and things like that?
It's bullshit. They're just trying to find a scapegoat. They're trying to find something to blame for the fact that people are fucking crazy. I got news for you. The people who do these things, they're crazy. They were going to find something to make them flip out at some point, whether it was video games, whether it was music, movies, somebody looked at them wrong, somebody bumped into them in a store. Something was going to make them snap. It had nothing to do with a video game at all.
Right. Yeah, I tend to agree.
And the fact that video games are becoming more widely played, more widely known, and it's becoming like a mainstream kind of thing, it's easier to blame them because a lot of people play games now. It's not like it used to be where it was kind of like not a whole lot of people played them. So if somebody played video games, they were weird. You know, now... A lot of people play them. Most everybody plays video games that I know of. So, you know, it's easier to blame games because it's so mainstream now. And it's bullshit. It really, really is. People used to blame books for loose morals and violence. And they blamed, what, music. And then it was
rock
movies.
Music, yep.
Yeah, rock music or rap music or metal or whatever. And now it's video games. And the next thing that comes along to be a scapegoat is going to take the focus off of video games. And that's going to be the next big, oh, my God, we have to stop this. It's making everybody violent. No, people are fucking crazy, and they're violent naturally. It has nothing to do with video games at all. I'm done.
All right. Well, how about you, Ginger? What do you feel? Do you agree with that, disagree with that?
Yeah, I do. But I don't know. At this point, it's almost an us against them thing. We've reached a gap where we've got these people who are very immersed into technology. We have our phones that, you know, can access all of the information of all the world in one tiny little device. But all we do is troll on it. you know, troll other people on Facebook. And then we've got the people who don't know how to turn on a computer. They wouldn't know, you know, the X from the Y button on a controller.
Yep.
We make geek jokes, and they look at us like we are dumb because they haven't got the faintest clue what we're talking about. And they see it as evil. It's something they don't understand. And, of course, you know, it can't be them. It can't be their fault that their kids are stupid little hoodlums with mental issues. No, of course not.
Right. And it's interesting you should mention that about mental issues stuff. I feel like all this conversation we're having, we're missing the real debate should be around mental health in this country and about the support that is or is not present
there
for,
there is no support for people,
know,
with
for
mental
people
health
that
issues.
Have mental health. Right, exactly. If you don't have mental health issues in general tend to, people who suffer from them, I mean, I know a few people that do suffer from them, tend to drive people away from them, right? Tend to drive help, potential help away from the people because of mental conditions usually make them hard to deal with, hard to be around, you know? And so I feel like those kind of people don't have the support. I mean, look at this the kid who did the Sandy Hook shooting, right? If I'm not mistaken, he came from a home where his, you know, parents were divorced, and for whatever reason, I don't know the answer for that, right?
He's not well divorced.
But no, but what I'm saying, is that his mother was already kind of a little bit, she was a little paranoid, at least according to the early reports that came out,
paranoid, so let's, you know, let the kid have access to the gun safe.
Massing weapons, and also not only that, but her son was, himself was, you know, mentally disturbed. They were talking about one of the potential reasons for why he did what he did was that he was going to be sent to a mental health institution to try to get better, right? And he didn't want to do that. And as Dark One's pointing out in the chat room, Divorce Papers said the son had mental problems. So, to me, that's, you know, all these people that commit, here's the thing. I play a lot of violent video games. I do own guns. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm a gun owner, right? And I could never, ever, 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 my wildest imagination, think about taking someone's life unless it was in dire, you know, I was in defense of my own life or my son's, or my family's life, right? But even then, I mean, talking about children, that's a whole other level. I could never even imagine that, right? So person has to be really mentally disturbed to think that that is the only way to solve their problem, right?
Well, the thing I can imagine, since he went back to his elementary school, is that it must have been where it began for him, where somebody diagnosed it, pointed it out, whatever, that he had issues.
Right, right.
And he still blames whoever it was or whatever was there.
Right, and Snow, you've been an educator, and you've been in the school systems, and you've experienced, you know, dealing with. Have you had to deal with kids with mental problems? I mean, can you speak to how they handle that kind of stuff?
I actually had my first year of teaching. I almost got knocked the fuck out by a kid that was twice my size. Does that count?
Really? Why was that?
Well, he was known to have emotional trouble and anger issues, and yet he was still in a mainstream class because apparently the whole education system thinks that these kids, if they're put in classes with everyone else, that they'll end up better. I got news for you. Take it from an educator. These kids don't do any better. In fact, it hurts everybody because now we have to dumb down our lessons for these kids. But anyway, that's beside the point. Going back to the point.
Right. Go ahead.
He had major emotional issues, major, major anger issues. So we ended up, he just wouldn't stop talking. And I asked him to quit talking, and he just wouldn't stop talking. So I had to go get his caseworker to come get him out of class. He flipped out, stood up as he was walking out of the room. He balled up his fist, drew back, and I swore he was going to punch me straight in the face. And at the time, I was of the mindset where I can't hit the kids because I'm going to get fired. But if somebody hits me now, I'm going to hit him back. I don't give a shit. I swear he was going to hit me, but he didn't. He actually hit the plastic paper towel holder, punched a hole in the paper towel holder, cut his hand up, and was walking down the hallway spewing racial profanities about me because he was Hispanic and I'm white. So, and then the next day, guess what? He was back in my room. So they don't handle kids with emotional problems and anger issues very well at all. They really don't.
Right.
Yeah, that's a major overhaul.
Right. And here's the thing I have to say is that, you know, at any point in that where you just told me, explain, though, I can't see how video games even play into that, right? Into the fact that, I mean, this is the thing, is that we're a lot of people are scared. A lot of people are upset about what happened. A lot of people are angry about what happened. And I think with all that anger and all that, I mean, they tend to look at trying to figure out how did this happen? Like, how did it occur, right? And so they tend to look at things they don't understand. I think a lot of people that are blaming video games right now for this, I don't think they really understand video games. I don't think our legislators understand them.
Right? Yeah, so
hello, people.
Yeah. Who is that? Yay!
Surprise! I knew somebody was on. I knew something happened. Things got a lot more fuzzy on the line.
I know.
Y'all can suck it.
I don't know. You've been late. I wonder what you've been up to.
You know what?
Sorry, Tori.
I feel fine. How are you feeling?
Knees hurting. Lips chapped. Just want to know.
Oh, no, no. It wasn't any of those guys.
Hey! And then she goes, you know what? I'm done talking to all y'all. Y'all ain't right.
What?
Y'all ain't right. Did you just go, ah?
I didn't do nothing.
Take it.
So we're just talking about Sandy Hook shootings. And
you
all
guys are breaking
and, you know,
up, by the way. You guys are breaking up. Can't hear you.
I blame Corey.
I still hear us.
I blame Corey.
Who's breaking me? There's nobody saying we're breaking up.
I am. I can't hear you. Right, well, I can now.
So we're just chit-chatting about Sandy Hook.
Time.
Oh,
sorry.
You know, you can look at it that way.
Oh, Buster was breaking up. He needs to
break up. You know what? I'm going to break up with you.
You're not. You are our man. You don't leave until we tell you to leave, Buster.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. What do you think? I'm going to pose some questions to you, Corey, I posed to them. What do you feel is, do you feel like video games are to blame for what's been going on recently in Sandy Hook? What do you feel about the whole controversy that's going on?
You know, I feel like I think I said something similar this morning about another topic we're probably going to talk about that's going to aggravate the hell out of us, but I think we have a lot of people in charge that are so antiquated in their thinking, their practices, and in their being that they do what their parents did. They would rather, what I call lazy brained, meaning they don't want to think. It's just much easier to blame those video game people. Hey, there's violence in video games. It must be this. And it's not even a logical jump, actually. It's not a logical jump to say, okay, you play Call of Duty 12 hours a day, therefore you're going to go out and kill people. If it was that simple, you have to ask yourself, if it was a direct connection, don't you think video games would have been banned a long time ago? You know, we're not.
Or don't you think there'd be more people out there doing it?
Yeah, there'd be more people dead. What people don't realize when they think of gamers is we're not a small sect of people. This is billions of people. We would all have just shot each other up if games were driving us crazy. I mean, really, this is a huge cross-section of people, age groups and races and shapes, sizes. Just pick one. You know, we got a group for everything and has to do with gaming. Wouldn't I be outside shaking trees trying to get furniture out if my plumb bob's not over my head? You know, wouldn't I be expecting those things if the games were causing all this behavior? Mm-hmm. Right. Wouldn't I jump up and down and spin around and my clothes would change? Or wouldn't I expect them to change? Come on, people.
Well,
trying to kill people, smacking people with my staff.
Well, here's the thing I was saying, and I like your reaction to this too, Corey, is that I feel like, you know, the big thing we're missing in all these debates about guns and video games and all is we're missing the mental health in this country, mental health support, our medical system in this country, and how we are one of the worst, globally, as far as, you know, what we pay for versus what we get in the medical health industry, right? And I just feel like there's a lot of people, we're just missing the big debate here about, you know, people who have mental issues tend to drive away those who are closest to them, those who could provide them the support or maybe step in and say, hey, I think you need to go somewhere for a little while and get straightened out because something's wrong with
you. Well, you know, last week, I've had this conversation before. It's not even that the person that's ill is alienating people. It's that the way our government is set up here in the States, if somebody is mentally ill, you have things that happen. They're either locked away in a house. It's very prevalent in the American community. There's often a bunch of things that there's always a crazy uncle they have locked in the back room.
Okay. I can't understand a word you're saying. You are like breaking up big time.
Everybody else?
I can hear you.
No, you're breaking up too.
Damn it, GLaDOS, let me go. I'm going to call into the show here in a minute. I'm going to pull a snow. Can y'all hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay, so I'm going to, I said, can you work at you, woman?
Well, we can, but you sound weird.
I sound
everybody sounds different now.
It might be Facebook. It might be my Facebook. Facebooking. See if that helps. Is it better? Is it better now?
That's a little better, yeah.
It's a little better. Okay, so as I was saying, I'm going to let you know a little known secret that in most African-American communities, and I can't speak for now, but when I was growing up, mental illness was something you did not talk about. You always had a crazy uncle so-and-so that stayed in the back room, and they would tell you, you kids don't go back there by the door. You know, so that's pretty much kind of the same way it goes now. They're not locked in the back room. They're just kind of roaming around on the streets and killing people, and they're not getting any help because – I don't know in other states, but in Texas, it is hard as hell to get somebody mental health. They have to actually try to kill you. I'm not exaggerating when I say that.
Mm-hmm.
They have to try to kill somebody before they will commit them.
Right.
And two, I said this on every show before since this has happened, mental health should be something you are checking the kids for in school. You check them for lice. Yep. You're checking to see if they have sclerosis. You're checking to see if what's the other thing they like to check? You check their eyes, their hearing. You guys remember that in school, they check your eyes and hearing. You
right.
should have a mental health professional there that is checking to see if you have a propensity for multiple personality disorder, dissociative schizophrenia. All these things are things that people grow up and kill people that they have.
Right.
So why are we not checking for this, and why is there such a stigma attached, and why do the gamers get blamed? We're not doing anything. We're just enjoying ourselves.
Right.
Well, I got news for you. It's not just an African-American thing. My whole family is white. I mean, we are as white as they come. Trust me on this, okay? We are as white as they come. And my mother, this is a little known fact, but my mother actually attempted suicide a few times about 10 years ago or something. And she had mental problems for so long, but it was just something we didn't talk about. It was like taboo. She wouldn't want to talk about it. No one wanted to talk about it. Nothing. And until she tried to kill herself, it was not even, recognized as being an issue. Like, it just didn't happen. We didn't discuss it. It was like, no, that's not going on. What are you talking about? Uh-uh, don't bring that up.
And
she tried to kill herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I recognize that. Yeah.
Yeah. She tried to kill herself.
Before I went and saw a therapist a couple of years back, it was big, no, we didn't talk about. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. And only until something bad happened.
I don't know if that...
Yep, but only until something bad happens, that's when something's done about it. Like, she really almost died.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that is sad.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great point you make, Corey, about, in schools. I mean, because here's the thing. A lot of times, kids who are suffering from mental illnesses, right, have inherited those through genes from parents that are suffering from mental illness, right? And those parents may not be the most attentive, right, or may not be able to catch the signs because they're suffering themselves from them, right? So it would be nice if there was an independent, party that says, hey, I think something's going on here. I think it's not really normal what's going on with you emotionally or whatever. I mean, those are the kind of conversations I think we need to be having in this country as opposed to, music or games are causing all these issues, right? And I think also, here's the thing that, I've been saying to people all week long, even with the gun debate going on right now, right? We as a civilization, human beings have gotten really good at harming other human beings if they really want to, right? And they don't need guns to do that even. I mean, look at Timothy McVeigh. He killed a lot of people, right? He didn't use a gun to do it. I mean, he blew up a building,
mm-hmm.
basically. I mean, people are going to do things to harm other people. The things we need to be smart about and things we need to be talking about in this country is getting to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem, I think, is that there are people out there that are isolated. I mean, look at bullying in schools. Bullying in schools should be a big deal right now because how many of these kids, who knows about the Sandy Hook killer, but talking about the guys who are out in Columbine, right, getting bullied in school and things like that. I mean, stuff like this, if we could have just stop that from happening, how many people's lives could we have saved?
Well,
right?
Here's what I don't – I disagree with a lot of things in school that have changed. One, I don't care what you say. You all are against corporal punishment. I'm sorry. When those kids had a fear of getting their ass whooped at school, There was a lot less fighting. There was a lot less bullying. I'm telling you, I don't remember any bullying when I was going to school. I don't remember any when I was smaller. Because and then too, the one or two times that that there was a little bit of bullying, the teacher would be like, if you're little and nobody picks up any rocks, you know what? Go ahead and fight it out. Don't poke any eyes if you're going to pull hair. It sounds bad, but sometimes you have to let those kids get that out, that animosity out. It sounds bad. But I say put some gloves on them and say, you know what, this hour I'm going to put you in the ring, put your headgear on, put your little mouth guard in, and just go ahead and punch each other in a safe way just to get the animosity out. Sometimes they just have to. They just need to. That's little kids. I'm not saying let them beat each other bloody. I didn't say cut. I didn't say shoot. I'm saying 1 hour a day, and it's good exercise too. Let's get in the ring. Let's get in the ring. Here's your gloves. Put on your little head guard, and you get to punch up on someone for 2 minutes and one time it. I bet you they want to win.
Right.
Okay.
Speaking
as a former educator, I am totally for corporal punishment, and I'm going to tell you why. I taught high school, okay? And these kids would get in trouble, and they'd be like, oh, I don't give a shit. You just go sit in the principal's office. They ain't going to do nothing but suspend me. That means time off school.
Yep.
There's no repercussions.
There's no fear of repercussions.
Right.
No, but, you know, we're sitting here talking about kids being horrible and, you know, why are they doing this and whatnot. But, you know, you did link me a story. Do you want to jump into this other one? Someone sort of reminds me of it.
Are we talking about Anonymous?
No, I was talking about the cosplay one you sent me.
Oh. Well, we're breaking up again, for real.
I'm sorry.
I mean, talking about grown damn adults acting like idiots.
Grand damn adults.
Grown damn adults. I can't talk. All right. The quote we linked earlier from Ellie Weekly.
Yeah, that's courtesy of your all.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's from Christopher Suey. I remember y'all remember our friend Christopher. We were trying to find him a date a couple of years ago on a show morning.
That must have been before me, I think.
No, you had just got here.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe.
Chris.
Well, pretty much, Los Angeles holds a whole bunch of different cosplay events, and there are now rules to remember. Harassment of any kind, including physical, verbal, or unwelcoming attentions, will not be tolerated. If people tell you no or leave me alone, your business with them is done. If you continue to attempt to have contact with those people, you may be removed from the premises. Any action or behavior that causes significant interference with convention operations, excessive discomfort to other attendees, or adversely affects the convention's relationship with its guests, its venue, or the public, is strictly forbidden and may result in permanent suspension or of membership. So apparently, these idiots are going to these cosplay events and then being complete asses. I've never been to one of these, really, so I can't imagine making a complete idiot
well,
of yourself.
Well, see, yeah. you went to, what is it we went to?
We went to RTX.
RTX, okay. RTX is their first year. So they didn't have a lot of... Yeah, they didn't have a lot of booth babes. And so, no, you went with me to the EA thing, and EA doesn't really do booth babes. That's the one good thing about them. But when you go to an E3 or a PAX, and any of these, CES even is guilty of having booth babes, this is where it happens. And unfortunately... Some of you guys out there are not the brightest. For some reason, you see boobs, and to you, that means I have free license to harass you. Now, I understand you're a guy. I understand you're going to look. I encourage you to look at me. Be sated. Don't fucking touch me, though. We got a problem when you touch
me. No, man. No way, man. You touch, you die.
No. I have to jump in really quickly. It depends on how you look at me, okay? I'm serious. I don't mind, well... Okay, it's been a long-ass time since I have noticed that I've been checked out, okay? But the time that I did, it really creeped me the fuck out because the guys were not... Hey, Blaster, stop that.
He's ugly!
The guys were not subtle. You know, you have to have a little savoir-faire when you do this. You can't be like, look at her tits. I mean, you can't be like that. You have to have a little class when you're checking out a girl. If you are obviously leering at me, if you are obviously leering at me, I'm gonna be freaked the fuck out. Be like, you know what? I'm gonna be over here. You stay over there. You get any closer, I'm gonna punch you in the nose. I swear.
Man, I got class if she got ass, man.
Oh wow!
I don't care.
But they talked about like women at DEF CON carrying around cards that they were giving these men to remind them that their behavior is becoming inappropriate. One lady being drug aside to talk about her cosplay, and then when they got over there, all they wanted to talk to her about was her boob size.
Well, yeah, no, that's not appropriate. I don't care if a girl is walking around in a damn string bikini. Find something
right.
else to talk about.
I would assume if the girl is there
yeah.
and dressed up.
Yeah, you're right.
Then she's acting right. interested in the same things you are. Why? Why, guys? When it's hard enough to find, you know, somebody that you want to be with in life, would you chase away a girl that has the same interests as you and is perfectly willing to interact with
her? All the blood has drained away from the other brain. That's why.
Look at who's going, though. Okay. You have to understand something. We as gamers, right, we're a very nice, tight-knit community, right? Mm-hmm. And we tend to kind of get away with things online that we normally wouldn't get away with in person, right? Mm-hmm. Because we don't really know the people that we're playing with. We don't see them. We say all kinds of shitty things to them, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that kind of stuff happens. But now you also look at the fact that a lot of gamers out there don't really get out of the house much. And there's a lot of gamers out there that might still be virgins. I'm just going to say that. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I have to say that. And so they see a really nice looking woman who's dressed very skimpily. This may be the closest they've ever been to a half naked woman, right? And they kind of don't really know what to do.
Oh, hey, we have a phone call apparently.
Uh oh.
Apparently.
All right, caller, area code 323-559. You are live on Gamer Girls Radio. Don't say anything crazy, we'll cut you off of the chaps. Who's this?
What it do, girl?
That is our new baby. Hi, Earl. Were you just calling in to listen? Because you got pulled in. He's been avoiding the podcast and the plague.
Well, hello, new voice. Jump right in.
I had to wake up for time, but yeah, I fell asleep trying to download DC Universe Online.
Really?
I have 97% left. I've been downloading it since about 5 o'clock this morning.
Who is this?
Yeah.
That's our new baby. That's your all. Who did not want to be on the podcast. I think he was just calling in to listen. Is that what you were doing, trying to listen?
Okay,
well, then you go back on. You go back on mute. Then
well,
we
that's
don't
too bad.
To you.
I brought your ass out. That's what I do.
I'm listening now, though. I like listening. I'm always late, but I enjoy listening.
Well, you know, we also have a chat room. If you don't want to talk, you know, in voice, you can be in the chat room chatting with us.
Yeah, Dark One's on the chat room. He's pretty nice.
I would say we don't bite, but I'm pretty sure Corey's left marks on other people to prove
me. I don't know what you're talking about. You know what? Y'all wait for after the show. I swear to God, after the show.
You know, I got to go to bed after the show. I don't know what to talk about.
Yeah, you do. Okay. He's muted. Okay. We got to move. I want to move on to another topic kind of along the same lines because I've been waiting to talk about this all day. And I got some frustrations I need to take out. Okay. Well...
Anonymous, is that the one?
Yeah.
Oh hell, here we go.
Okay, first of all, Anonymous, for doing this, you are our heroes. You are our heroes for doing this. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot love and kiss on y'all enough. That does not mean grab me when you see me at PAX. I will knock you the hell out. But if you're cute, however, give me your phone number. Anyway, Anonymous earlier last week. Let me back it up even further. A 16-year-old girl was drugged and raped at a high school party.
Repeatedly.
They're saying they even took her around to several parties and raped, recorded it. This is, and I'm going to say the name of your high school again because you all should be ashamed. Steubenville High School in Ohio is the name of the school. Basically, they decided they were allegedly doing is trying to cover it up, but Anonymous went and found proof that they did this. A video on YouTube by one Mr. Michael: Nadianos, and I'm not going to say alleged because you were bragging about it on YouTube, so it's no longer alleged. You did.
We got your name, bitch.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. So this motherfucker was stupid enough to brag about this on YouTube?
There's pictures posted up on Facebook of the boys carrying her around by her ankles and wrists.
And Twitter. And I quote, he said, "She is so raped. Her puss is about as dry as the sun right now. She's deader than a doornail. She's deader than OJ's wife. Song of the Night is definitely Rape Me by Nirvana." So him, Mr. Nadianos, Trent Mayes, and Malik Richman are the main perpetrators, and a few more of them are, I'm hoping, are going to be brought out into the light. And Anonymous went and found and posted this up and are demanding an investigation be done. Of course, they're still being defended by their stupid, jacked-up-ass, country bumpkin, no-teeth-having bitch of a coach who's saying there's no way our boys could have done this. They are on tape, Jim Parks. They're on tape saying it. So this is not he's saying this is libelous and slanderous. First of all, only libelous.
Apparently, this is not the first time something like this has happened.
Yes, Anonymous has found proof where they said this is not the first time that they've done this. The police chief, Mr. William McCafferty, told a CBS affiliate there in Ohio that they turned the videos over to prosecutors, the Ohio Attorney General's office. Anonymous, I'm saying don't let it go. Don't walk away from it. I'm saying
do what y'all do best.
Yes.
Run this into the ground so everybody knows about it until these boys' names are burned to everybody's memories until they have no choice, nothing left.
Nothing.
I'm sorry. They don't deserve to breathe the same air we're breathing, in my opinion.
And people are mad at Anonymous. Well, the community's mad at Anonymous and the New York Times, who is backing Anonymous. Did you ever think you'd hear anybody say that and say
no?
New York Times is backing Anonymous. They ran the story. No.
I just can't imagine. Stepping back from that the girl was raped, I mean, don't get me wrong, that's a big deal, and I'm going to jump in on that, too. But that you were stupid enough to commit a crime, any crime, and then post it on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, there we go, that's the other one.
Yeah.
Anything like this, you're an idiot. Why would you do this? But oh my God, how?
They are idiots.
It makes me sick. I cannot imagine how they could do this to another person. And that, you know, one person doing this to another person, while I don't think it makes it right or better, I get that a person is sick. But that this many people did such a sick act to this girl.
And could record it.
And brag about it and think that they're going to get away with it and that it's okay and that it's funny and that it's fun and it's a great big joke and we're the big ass football players, so we need to do whatever the fuck we want. No.
Hold up.
We got to find you. That's all I got to say. We're going to find you.
Wait a minute. I have to adapt my Fight Club quotes again for the people there in Steubenville. Those of you, and they're probably some of the same ones saying, oh, violent video games. Let me adapt to my Fight Club quote. Those geeks and nerds you picked on and you were talking bad about, we take care of your bank accounts, your servers, your printers, your computers. We are the ones who now fucking guard you while you sleep. Do not fuck with us. What happened here where you decided this was okay, and then you're going to stand in front of a camera and say that we are lying? Now, yes, I'm now counting myself as one of Anonymous in this instance. We're lying. We have proof. We have a tape. We have several tapes. We have Twitter accounts. This is not going to go unnoticed anymore. Not going to happen anymore.
You know, one of them is going to be like, we were just joking. No.
You don't joke. Then that joke.
If you put something like this out there and wanted to expect it was a joke, and who in their right mind? Where were your parents? Where were your goddamn parents? How did your parents not raise you better than this? What is wrong with you?
I would like to see Anonymous too. Y'all got superpowers. I would run this video in Times Square. Somebody's been dying to hack Times Square. Do it. Put it up in Times Square. Do it. Run it 24/7. Put it on people's iPads. Just go ahead and do it. I'm saying do it because this is ridiculous. Something is going to have to be done because I don't want to hear, we turned it over to the Attorney General's office. I haven't heard anything else. And it's also irritating me that mainstream media, who is, they're quick to say when Anonymous does something bad. The few times they've done something good where they caught child pornographer ring, doesn't make it to the TV. They catch these guys, doesn't make it to the TV. They raise money. You know, they manage to take some money from somebody who steals it or catching somebody stealing from a charity. That doesn't make it to the TV. They stop the Woodsboro Church and their stupid asses from doing the shit they were doing, protesting at those kids' funeral. Doesn't make it to the TV. But let them do something else. All of a sudden, they're evil. Those evil hackers, those evil geeky people. No, I don't want to hear we hand it over to the Attorney General. I want to hear the Attorney General on TV saying, thank you, Anonymous, for finding this out for us. And now these bitches are going underneath the jail. That's how serious this is.
Corey, That's not going to happen, and I'm going to tell you why it's not going to happen, okay?
What?
Because Anonymous has been painted as the bad guy for so long, society has accepted this. Well, the majority of society has accepted that they're the bad guy. So now if they do something good and it gets televised, then that's going to change society's opinion of them. So then the whole, like, oh, my gosh, Anonymous is bad, society won't have a whole lot of people to blame for being bad guys anymore. Like, the line between good and evil will be blurred too much. And that's the way mainstream media works. You have your good guys, then you have your bad guys. And bad guys usually don't make it to the good guy section, but good guys, man, they can fall from the good guy section in a heartbeat.
The bad part about that is when you do that, when you decide that this is the hard line in the sand, and no matter what, this person is good, then when the person isn't good, what are people supposed to do? Where are we supposed to go? What's supposed to happen then?
Right.
And unfortunately, as I said this morning, I hate to say this, but we actually are going to start needing more groups like Anonymous, because there's a whole lot of shit out there going on that, yes, the good guys are quote-unquote covering up.
Exactly. And I hate to see that. And it's just...
If the good guys, would actually, the actual good guys, would step the fuck up, stop with this antiquated stuff, you using IBM, you know, DOS computers up in the police station. Yes, I'm talking to you, Houston Police Department. Can't update your fucking screen. Your Java needs updating. No. I mean, if you guys would catch up and actually have an internet police, there's a whole lot of shit that you would just catch just standing there. It's too easy for people to operate in a criminal capacity on the internet. Mm-hmm. And stop going after people like Kim.com. Really? He sold some software. The bitches you need to be going after is guys like this, the child pornographers,
well,
people who are trafficking drugs through the internet. Why are you after Sally, who stole, you know, the new Jay-Z song? Why are you after? Why are you arresting her?
Exactly.
That new Jay-Z song sucks anyways. Why are you arresting her?
Seriously, people who are stealing these songs, what are you going to get from them? Most of them are so far in debt, they can't even see straight. What are you going to get?
They can't afford to buy it. They can't afford to buy a $15 CD. How do you
see? You're wasting more money on your own goddamn lawyer than you're ever going to make off these people.
Here's the thing I have to say real quick. You know, if there's a shortage of jobs in this country, right, and if we just took all the people that had computer skills and got them hired by the police departments, people would be finding criminals every day. That's all I'm saying. We'd be getting these people.
You know what? Somebody just hire me to troll Facebook for you. I will troll Facebook all day long just looking for criminals, okay? That's all I'll do all day long. Just pay me, sit there, and go through Facebook.
This is, again, goes back to antiquated thinking. They're so afraid to get on the internet themselves, even to see what's going on. You know, it's not hard. You sit there during the day, you talk to people, you notice somebody says something off color, you look at them, let me start watching this person. They said something a little bit off color. That doesn't sound right. You watch them for a while, and then you can go after them. And I'm sick of the whole, and this is where our government has us all fucked up. Y'all haven't noticed something. One minute they're telling you, be careful, Facebook could be invading your privacy. Oh, but by the way, we want to watch you.
Yep.
Oh, no. So-and-so is invading privacy. Don't let them do that. Oh, but let us look. It's okay if we look. What are you going to do when you look? Quit watching me because I'm downloading The Sims, damn it.
don't you be looking at my Ninja.
I got a key for that, I promise.
I do have a
CD.
I lost my CD. Well, thank you, EA, for at least stepping up. They took the idea we gave them. Did you know that, Snow, by the way?
What?
That EA started, if you have a Sims game now, if you register the key, even if you lose your disc, you can still come back and download it. Wasn't that nice of them?
Oh, that's so nice. Awesome.
Yeah. Now I can stop having to go to the pirate site going, I know I got this. I got my book with the key on it. I don't know where the fucking CD is. So I'm going to have to go here to download it and put my legitimate key in. Yeah, thanks, EA, for stepping up.
My problem is I have the CD, but I lose the damn key. Why can't you put the key on the fucking CD? Gosh.
That's why. That's not to be the resident fanboy once again, but I just want to say that's why I use Steam. Cause
you know what?
You
and I already broke. You forgot last week, Blaster. I actually broke that story about Steam. Steam is fucking gamers over. I'm sorry, Steam. I was down with you for a while to that night, and I was like, this is fucked up.
What happened? Yeah, I didn't hear anything about this.
Well, me and Ginger broke the story the next morning, so I will let our night listeners know, for those of you who missed it. if you are a simmer, and I don't even know if this applies to all games, but a quick visit to the forum showed me it applies to quite a few games between EA and Origin and Steam. Okay, I don't know about anybody else, whoever else is involved, but these two people, these two entities, are fighting. So let's say you bought the original version of The Sims at Origin. Okay? You decided you need to get the latest expansion pack, and Steam is having them killer monster sales where your Sims expansion pack is $2, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get all seven of them, because that's what happened with my cousin. I'm going to buy all of them. Steam was about to make a shitload of cash off of her. Do you hear what I'm telling you? She was going to buy every expansion pack that she didn't have, and she didn't have seven. She didn't buy her copy.
So they're going to make like $14 off her. Go on.
No. They were going to make a lot more than $14. Because these cookies were $14.99.
I know. Go ahead.
She goes and she says, I'm going to buy them. She can't buy them because she didn't buy her base copy of The Sims from Steam. And they're like, no.
Yeah.
Now, EA, being ironically, the devil was like, you know what? You could buy them over there. Just bring us your key and we'll activate it over here. No problem. But if in the reverse, if you...
Just bring us your soul over here, and we'll activate it.
But I appreciate that. Why are you punishing us because you guys are fighting?
Listen, the game was no. It has nothing to do with that. The original game was $14. I don't know how much she paid for it originally.
No, the original game was not $14.
It was $14. I looked at it on that night. It was $14.
Well, you said the original game was $14. She already had the base game that she paid.
I understand that.
$39.99 for. So I'm gonna buy two copies of the same game just to make Steam happy. Hell, the fuck no.
I understand what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Did she ever try putting her key in, by the way? I suggested it that night.
It would not work. It would not work. Yeah, that's
right. I turned it off, turn it back on again.
Did she try to power back in it?
Anyways,
tell me what the lights are doing on the modem. Can you tell me?
Right. I tell you this.
Any of them flashing?
Do you have your Ethernet cord plugged in?
The big blue E. The big fucking blue E on your, oh, God.
Your desktop with the yellow switch.
I told you that you could, she could purchase it as a gift for someone else, send it to me, and I could send it right back to her.
Yeah,
that's how we could
talk. But see, Blash, the ridiculous thing is, why are you punishing me? Because you're fighting with somebody else. That's like you beat me up the head.
No, I only has to do with their store. It has nothing to do with them.
It works the other way. Origin was like, that's fine. Bring your stuff over here if you buy it from Steam, and then we'll activate it for you, no problem. But it should be that she should be able to buy it and play it on Steam with no issue whatsoever. That's how it should be. I'm the gamer. I'm the consumer. You both are going to make money off of me because you know they have to give Origin their cut, and Steam is going to make their money. So why are you fighting me? Everybody should be happy. I'm going to get what I
don't understand is because you can buy them on Amazon, and they give you a key that you can put into Steam, and you can download through Steam. So I don't understand exactly what happened in this particular instance, okay?
Steam was not working with the EA version, but what she did was buy from Amazon, and then she went straight to Origin and activated her key there, so she has the two copies. But the thing is, she couldn't do that with Steam. They didn't even want her Amazon key that night. I don't know what was going on.
Sell them on Amazon. I don't know what you're talking about, because they sell them on Amazon all the time.
What, to my Steam keys?
Yeah, they do.
She didn't buy a Steam key. She just went and bought the game from Amazon. Steam wants you to purchase stuff that specifically says Steam in it, but it and if I bought it from there, I understand that. But a game where it has expansion packs, it doesn't make sense for me to have to go. You know, I can't come over here and play on your service, which looks good on you. As I told Ginger this morning, it looks good if I'm sitting there playing all my Sim expansion packs on with Steam logged in. Somebody's like, oh, they're playing the Sims. I wonder how that is. Let me message my friend.
I see you playing. I know what my friends are playing. I'm like, you know what, maybe I can go check that.
Yeah, maybe okay. I see her playing that all the time when she's logged in. I think I'm going to ask
her. Good. I'm going to go join her, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, Steam.
I said I have no idea what happened with your particular instance. I have no idea because, one, you can buy games off of Steam and have them work in Steam. I know that because I've done it before.
No, listen to what we said. We're not talking about have them work in Steam. The Steam wanted her to have the original base packs, the original Sims, from them, or she couldn't play them, period.
No. What I'm saying is that I have activated games that I did not buy through Steam, and then I've purchased additional content for those games, okay, through Steam. I've done that before.
That this was EA, and we all know that.
I don't know what the deal is with that particular game, and I have no. To be honest with you, I'm just going to tell you that I don't think Steam gives a damn about the whole EA thing. I think EA cares more about it than they do. So whatever happened was just some sort of failure of their service. service or some sort of scenario that you thought of.
There's no failure of the service, and I know you love your team, and I'm telling you that.
No, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying I have no idea what happened because
I was bringing them. I brought them business. I bought them the of the zero to gamer in 20 less than 24 hours. Person.
Sure. Did they ever get back to her? By the way,
no.
Still haven't gotten back to her.
No,
they haven't.
No, they took them five.
How
days.
Rude!
To me. It took them 5 days to get back to me because I couldn't. Y'all know I was pissed off. I couldn't play Tropico.
What was their answer? Tropico. I saw them playing Tropico.
Yeah, last night. That's the first time they got back to me. After you know when they got back to me, I had to flex the GGR.
Okay. What did they say?
What I said about you. I'm gonna keep talking about you. Oh, Corey.
What did they do?
They
for you?
Fixed it.
Okay.
And I said, and no, they just fixed it. His first email they sent me had a whole bunch of steps I had to follow, and then I was like, steps? Excuse me, I didn't have to go through any steps when I was buying this shit. I need you to fix it. Oh, Corey, hi! Here, I fixed it. I reactivated it for you. Basically, bitch, shut up and quit talking about us on your show. No. I'm mad at you.
Y'all done it now. She went the no.
But I do that up serious business. I don't understand. I like Steam. I like their organization.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, I don't like the stupid cloud shit that runs in the background and then bogs me down.
I'm not digging the cloud lately. I got to tell you that. Y'all see me trying to plant my corn and trying to kill these goats, and my screen froze up. I was not happy talking about I'm saving to the cloud. No, I need the cloud to save when I'm done. Well, I will tell you when I want you to save to my cloud, not you. Don't tell me what to do. You ain't my real daddy.
Don't tell me what to do. My cloud, not yours.
So anyway, we're all off on 50 million different tangents. Okay, I got one more.
Which one more you got?
Well, we talked about this morning, too. And I'm very, very excited. And they said hello to us, by the way. Hackbright Academy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's awesome. I need to look into that, too, this afternoon. And then I got distracted.
Hackbright. Let me tell you another two what it's about. Hackbrightacademy.com. Hackbright Academy is a new online school for women only. Sorry, guys. Where they have a 10-week program where they crash course the women in every major programming language known to man. Then they send you out into the world, and they've got, well, they don't actually send you out into the world. They send you to companies that they have partnered with that are hiring. And I mentioned a few of these this morning, but I'm going to throw out the two biggest ones that I was like, what? Pinterest? And Survey. I was very shocked this morning. Let's grab Forbes since we came this morning.
That's awesome.
Fucking hot right there. So, and they're hiring. If you are already a coder and you're a woman, they're looking to hire you to be an instructor full-time or what they're called hacker in residence. So you do a three-month rotation. You go there, you teach for 3 months, and you say, I'm out, bitches. And then
so you'll learn Command, Python, JavaScript, HTML, CSS, JIT, Flask, Django, pair programming.
And at this morning, some of you know what that stuff is.
SQL, ORMS, NoSQL, deployment, interview skills, and more.
Interview skills.
Well, some people need it. Some of you out there, y'all are super smart, but you do not know what to do when you go on an interview. I'm sorry. You do not text while you're sitting in your interview. You do not wear your Wicked Witch of the West socks to your interview. You do not go dressed in cosplay to your interview.
Why can't I go dress up in cosplay to my interview? I don't understand.
You have to show them you can be professional.
You can only go in cosplay blaster if you wear a Speedo.
That's right. Wait a minute. What if it's cosplay? What if I'm going for an interview as a professional cosplayer?
Well, that's different. But we're talking
Now we have differences, huh? Okay.
Does he want to suck my toe? Is that what he's saying? Because that's what I heard just now.
Cool. Go ahead, Snow. What you're saying.
I did not joke about that because that's pretty gross. Nasty.
That's why I said it.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. Okay, go ahead.
Hackbright is like, I'm going to disassociate myself with those women. Thank you so much, Gabriel's Radio. Please do not mention us on your show again. Please stop talking about us. I am anxious to see what it is they're going to do. I want to go. It's a little expensive for me. Can we get a scholarship or something? I want to. Can y'all hook us up? It's $7,500.
Damn.
I thought you said it was online because they're saying the program is full-time, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in their San Francisco office.
Look, look. No, that's if you're high, if you're working there. I think to apply, I did see something online.
Well, this is the early application for the spring of 2013.
Mm-hmm. Look right there.
The review. We supply the computers, you supply the enthusiasm.
Did they change? Because I know I saw something in the thing that I got that said they were online. Am I crazy? Am I crazy?
Well, I'm not going to answer that, but
yes. You're crazy, yes.
It does look like you need to go to San Francisco to do
this. Maybe they're getting ready to be online. Maybe that's what I saw.
That would be hot. But it's a 10-week training program. Yeah. I don't know how that was going to work, but
we want to do it. I don't know any of these women either. I don't think I know any of these women. Wait a minute, I know Lizbeth. Who else do I know in this list? Oh, she'd be the only one. Maybe Claudia with green hair. No, she looks familiar. No, I don't think I know you, but I know Lizbeth, but the rest of them, y'all are all new faces to me. That's awesome. Oh, no, these are alumni. Okay, they graduated. So, oh, awesome. Okay, so
it costs $7,500.
$500.
$7,500, yeah.
But when you leave, the skill, you know, don't wait too bad. It's going to show up with your dress and a wig. Just, it's going to be blaster.
If you receive and accept a full-time job offer from one of the companies, then our network will refund 100% of your tuition.
Woo! Oh.
That doesn't make any sense. How are they going to make any money that way?
Because those companies
really?
Back in.
Because they're getting paid a placement fee.
Yeah.
I guess so. Maybe so.
And these women are going to be badass.
I want to guess what are their placement fee to find people to fill these positions is more than $7,500.
Philly's positions?
Seriously, I can't talk tonight. I have a list. Seriously, I already told Corey about that like several weeks ago. I don't know what's going on with that. So,
why are we not teaching the little people these things in school? I wonder. Why are we not turning them out? I need some kids to be able to like do C++ by the time they get to the first grade. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I'll teach them an object-oriented programming language. That thing they can get ready for them.
JavaScript.
JavaScript. Teach them Java.
No.
You know what? Your kids need to be kept busy during the summer and keep their brain working. Why not enroll them in a computer class?
Because they hardly have any.
Teaches something.
They hardly have any. Believe me.
Well, then that's where you go to a college student in town. All right. You need money for your beer parties on the weekend. I got a kid who needs to be trained such and such programming language.
Yo, juice kickers.
There you go. I want you to show me my child's improvements in increments every week, and if my child's improved enough, well, then you get such and such money.
Okay, let me just say this real quick because it's almost time for us to go. You girls that are not really gamers that like to follow us, and I appreciate the follow, but I don't need you to be putting links to your sex partner sites. We are the real deal here. I'm sorry to tell y'all.
Yeah, those are the people who very quickly fall off my list of following.
Yeah, we are real women gamers. We're cute, but we're also the real deal. So I don't want to see you licking controllers and following me thinking.
Except for me, I'm not a woman gamer.
Yeah, yes, you are.
I have the wrong parts. For
Shut
that.
Up! You belong to us and stop talking.
He's got a vagina. He just doesn't like to talk about it.
You are blaster. Shut up.
Wow.
That's the first time I heard him do that ever. He's speechless. You made him speechless.
He did. That's
blaster.
I don't know what to say about all that. I really blaster. Don't.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Wow is a bad influence on me. This one should not be allowed to play Wow. I get back into the mentality of throwing stuff.
Blaster.
Yes, no.
There we go. That's what I was waiting on. Music. Okay.
Corey wants an army of first graders to help her take over
okay.
the world.
Okay. Let me close out the show because we've got a minute left. That's really loud. Holy crap.
I'll turn.
It's not really loud over here.
Ooh, loud to me. Good Lord. Okay. Tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey. Tune in on Tuesday to catch Pixanisa. I think we're doing. Are we doing Pixanisa still?
Si, mamacita.
Okay, I have been so out of everything for so long. Anyway, so tune in to watch the news, Tuesday for Pixanisa, and favorite if you like us, grab if you don't, because that's how we roll, bitches. Say goodnight, y'all.
Good night, y'all.
$1 million voice came through the phone. We heading to the top. If you come and come on, I'm flying out the pizza just to get some pizza.
some reefer. Sex on the beach, left love speaking. They say that money talk, tell these other niggas speak up. What's up?